was the older woman. You know, I'm 7 years older than Bill, and I think that that's the reason that he confided in me, because, you see, his mother was the central part of his world, his life, and he didn't ever really have a strong father figure. And I think he felt like he could talk to me like he would talk to his mother. We laughed a lot and we had fun. Of course, he didn't need it, but I think maybe it had become a habit that he smoked marijuana and that he did coke. Actually, I just realized this is a table. It's funny, just sitting here, all my furniture I've collected through the years, but this is the couch he sat on, that's the table.
When he did coke, he brought a little, like a woman's cosmetic case. That's the only thing I can describe. And he put it down here, pushed everything aside. Of course, he was a little bit bigger than me. And he rolled it out, and there was this little mat, and he sprinkled this white powder. I was sitting across the way. I was just fascinated because it had a little straw, and he leaned over and, you know, in each nostril, took a few big snorts, and he felt better, I guess, because he had a big smile on his face. And I asked him if he did coke because it was almost like a stimulant. He said it just made him feel better. Gave him more power, made him feel courageous, and I didn't question it because everybody has different ways of getting high. I go running, and I get a high, but if you ever saw pictures of Bill, he didn't run much, but he did do coke.